Well, folks, we're here for our culture segment, and you know, here on The Boundless Show, we like to mix it up from time to time and move from the maybe the theological or the whatever to the imminently practical. And no exception today. We actually have Sherry Brandel here. She is the author of Help Me, Jesus, I Have Nothing to Wear. So lest you think, what in the world? Like, I can hear our guys just like, oh, my word, what does this have to do with me? Oh, no, it does have to do with you. Trust me. So, Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun with this because I was reading the book and obviously gleaning some tips for myself. And in light of your expertise, I mean, you're really considered kind of one of the premier personal stylists out there. You've made the circuit, you know, helping a number of different folks, public and private, with kind of crafting their own image. You have a teaching style that really lets people kind of figure out, for themselves what works best, because obviously you can't just tag around with every person in the world and pick out their shirt every day. So so fortunately, your consulting expertise can be shared, and you do that in the book and beyond. And so so that's really fun to have you here, because we're going to pick your brain for our audience, because some friends and I were talking about this, male and female, just about the whole awkwardness of presenting yourself just in general. So whether you're at small group, whether you're at church, you're single, you're looking, you're whatever, and or then transitioning into that first date. And it's kind of like, okay, how do I make sure I look nice, but I don't overdo it? How do I not be too quirky, but still show my personality? So you've got your work cut out with us here, Sherry, as we, and I'm going to tell you, full disclosure here, I am wearing today, and this was not even, I wasn't even thinking of the interview when I came up with this. I am wearing this like kind of weird, like a black dress, but with camouflage leggings, which I have my mom staying with me, and she criticized me all the way out the door for this, like wondering if I was going into combat and how was I going to ever find a man dressed like this. And then my boots are kind of like, I prefer to say distressed. She referred to them as filthy. And so so I'm just being honest here. Oh, Dave, our engineer, is looking at me. This guy's wearing a fleece. So clearly, okay, he's already married, though, so we're not going to worry about him. His wife just has to put up with that. But okay.
That's right.
Anywho. Well,
okay, what not to wear on a first date would be camo leggings. How about that?
Okay. Point taken. Yeah, I'll just wear them to work, I guess, where I've already gotten a few glances, like people looking askance at me, like, is this like a ministry? Why are you wearing that? But anyway, so I want to ask you just straight up, first off, you know, some people are going to be like, what? I mean, this is so, like, this is frivolous. Like, shouldn't we, if we're all Christians and we're out there, why is even paying attention to how you dress important when you're single or whatever? You know, we're just shouldn't people accept me as I am? Shouldn't it just be what's on the inside that matters? Can you just kind of respond to begin with those concerns?
Well, obviously, I get this question a lot, and I'm not surprised that you asked that question. But it is important that we care about how we dress, especially as Christians. We should really want to consider that we want to be the best version of ourselves as possible, but also we want to be good representatives of Jesus. And, you know, if we don't take our outer appearance into consideration, there becomes a disconnect between how we look on the outside and who we really are on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so the other part of that is, if we don't care about how we look, and the world does, and I will tell you that, you know, I mean, we're driven by the fashion industry and the style industry and Hollywood and all of that. So if Christians don't look good, but yet the world does, based on the world's appearance of what, you know, fashion and style is, then we become irrelevant to culture. Mm-hmm. And so it is important that we take care of ourselves. Also, you know, I was thinking recently that the enemy has done such a number on us, because he's made the world think that it's all about outer beauty, but he's made Christians think that it has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. So that's where we become irrelevant to the world. So, yes, it is important to take care of your outer appearance and be the best you possible.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird because when you think fashion, and especially when you're looking around in the general market or in advertising or whatever, it seems that like the magazines that I read and stuff is like, you can look good as long as you're, you know, willing to drop $750 on this top or on this. And obviously I would say that, you know, you're not encouraging that, but it seems that some people have a natural sense of style and other people are just like, no, can't really. But if it's not jeans and a t-shirt, we really don't have any creative ideas beyond that. So where do we go? I mean, are we really supposed to, where would you recommend people go kind of for some help or some ideas along lines of even finding out what they're comfortable in or what their style is?
Well, first of all, there are three parts to dressing. And one is understanding where your challenge areas are on your body. And so understanding your body shape. Secondly, understanding what colors look good on you. And then number three, dressing to proportion. And so, unfortunately, there's not a lot of Christian influence in the world. In fact, I'm probably have been about the only one for the last 10 years. Now I'm training up other women to do what I do. But people need to understand that it's simple. Guidelines are simple, but sometimes we have to go and find the help. Mm-hmm. And really just when you learn those three areas of dressing, it becomes easy to dress, but it's getting that information first. And so I would say for sure, read my book. It's kind of, you know, it's the only Christian style book out there, and it's going to walk you through every step. And, you know, it's published by Zondervan, so obviously they publish Bibles, so it's okay to read a book on fashion.
Exactly. That's good. Okay, so help us out here a little bit because, and it's interesting because I just had a friend walk through this where another one of our friends from Bible study who's just a very good dresser, you know, and I think this other friend was like, oh yeah, could you maybe help me out? And she did, and it was just really great because sometimes we just need new eyes on, you know, on what's going on. What would you say? Because I feel like I've seen it all, both in my own dating experience and with friends. What are the major faux pas that men and women make, like when dressing for a first date, for example? You know, I've often said on the show, you know, guys, this isn't the time to pull out your Star Wars t-shirt collection and be all super quirky and nerdy about stuff. But at the same time, if you're going out for pizza, let's maybe not wear three-piece suits. So what, what would you say, you know, is it just nervousness? What are some of the things that crop up that you're just like, no, that needs to not happen?
Right. Well, I think one of the main things that happens when dating, especially first dates, is that people overthink it. Mm-hmm. And so when they overthink it, they overdress.
Okay.
And so when you go out on a first date, you want to be as much yourself as possible, but take it up a notch. It's kind of what I tell speakers when I train speakers how to dress for their speaking engagements. I always say, you want to dress like your audience, but you've got to take it up a notch. You've got to look better than they do, especially if you're speaking in my topic, but and you don't want to be a distraction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of like the pastor who wears the too short tie and you're either sitting at dinner or you're sitting in an audience and you're watching, let's say you are at church and you're so, it's so become such a distraction. You're like, didn't his wife see him get dressed this morning? You don't want to be that when you're on a date. So you don't want to have anything on that the person's thinking, oh my word, this is so not what I thought this person was. Mm-hmm. And so yes, don't overdress, but also don't overthink it and don't go into your wardrobe and think, all right, I've got to put on something that you would never wear even to out with a friend. So think about when you're going out, what would you wear if you were going out with a really good group of friends? Mm-hmm. You want to dress like that if you're not just going to hang out at someone's house. So you've got to step it up a notch.
Okay, so that's good. So what would you say? I mean, you're saying people overthink it. I've seen, you know, girlfriends, for example, who go out and buy an entirely new outfit and then, you know, there's like they forget there are tags hanging off and that.
Oh my gosh.
That's bad. You know, or else it's like really super bad. Creased, like straight off the rack, you know, and you know, or the opposite, you know, sometimes I've gone out with guys where it, you know, they're wearing sweats and stuff and I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, you know, we weren't really going to go to the gym, but I guess we could stop there, right. You know, on the way back or whatever." So yeah, that can be kind of tricky. Do you think, yeah. I mean, is it there are these people that seem to like have a personal style, like where they can just add one element that kind of shows a little bit of their personality. Like how can we do that without, you know, we don't want to look like everyone else, but at the same time, you don't want to look like some kind of ad wannabe.
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, you want to take what your basic pieces are. So let's say somebody's going to the movies, and so you've been invited out to the movies, and your date's going to pick you up, and so you're going to maybe do movies and then maybe dinner afterwards. Mm-hmm. That would be a typical casual outfit, right?
Yeah.
And so instead of just your regular jeans, you might want a pair, and this is for guys and gals, you might want to wear a pair of dark wash jeans. They're a little bit dressier. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit, they just have a little more style to them. So mm-hmm. wear your dark wash jeans. Instead of flats for gals, go wear maybe a pair of heels mm-hmm. instead. But try not to be taller than the guy. So if you know the guy that you're going out with, obviously, unless it's a blind date, you know, if he's not, you know, a very tall guy, then wear a cute pair of, you know, ballet flats or something. Mm-hmm. No tennis shoes for first dates on either side.
Okay.
So we're going to leave the casual tennis shoes out. But then instead of a regular t-shirt, add for a woman, maybe a nice silk blouse and for a guy, it might be a button down, mm-hmm. Shirt. Mm-hmm. But I have a kind of a rule that I call the 3-2-pop. And this is really for women. This isn't for guys, but it's called 3-2-pop. And what that means is you want to make sure that you have 3 things on that actually pop the outfit. So, counting your garments, so let's say you have a pair of jeans and your pretty blouse on. So we want to add 3 things, which could be a very cute, trendy pair of shoes. It might be a crossover bag and a really pretty necklace. So there you've got 3 things, and you know that it's probably more than what you might wear on a normal average day.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I would say hair, when it comes to hair, make sure that it's not your unnormal, not your normal style. Mm-hmm. You want it your normal. You don't want it to be like something completely crazy that you're like, oh, I've never used this before. How's it going to be? Mm-hmm. You know, and for guys, make sure you have a haircut and mm-hmm. that your hair is trimmed.
Yeah. Okay. So interestingly, and I know you mentioned this in the book, kind of turning a little corner here, you talk about, and you reference this, talking about dressing for your body type. Every woman listening knows her problem areas because we just obsess about them, you know, most hours of the day and are always trying to camouflage and whatever. But guys may be a little clueless on this. So what would you say if you were helping a guy out who maybe it's height or maybe it's, you know, something around the middle or maybe it's like, I don't know what. Like, what are some things that maybe guys need to look in the mirror and check themselves out about, and what are some solutions for those problem areas on guys?
Well, I think one of the number one things is that to make sure that you wear the right size.
Okay.
And if you wear clothes that are too snug, you're going to look fuller in the belly if you're a guy than if you don't. And same is true for women. But especially you don't want buttons that kind of are popping. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if you wear maybe even a blazer, you could wear a button down and maybe a nice blazer, that camouflages your heavier middle. So that's a good way. Another thing is collar, whether it's a polo shirt, whether it's a regular men's, you know, or button down, a collar actually brings the eye upward towards the face instead of away from the body. Anytime you wear something that's more of a crew neck or a round neck on a guy, the eye tends to, especially a solid, kind of tends to, the eye's going to go downward. Mm-hmm. And then one final thought on that is that a pattern actually minimizes and maximizes. So what do I mean by that? Well, if a guy has a heavier midsection, then wear a plaid shirt or a striped shirt or something that has a little bit of a pattern, because a solid is, there's only one place for the eye to go, and that's to the belly. Hmm. If it's a pattern, the eye camouflages, so the eye has more areas for the eye to look, and then basically really directs the eye upward towards the face.
Yeah.
And so because it minimizes, it's going to minimize a fuller, but it actually also maximizes a kind of a smaller. If somebody's very trim, let's say a guy is very, he's more on the thin side and he wants to look a little more buff, then wear a pattern. Mm-hmm. Because it will actually make them look a little more buff. So
okay.
Actually
okay.
Works both ways.
Okay. So help us out. Let's take a couple minutes here just to do a straight up dressing for dummies. Because I know one of my challenges is I put too much effort into it, and then I've got all these random, like, disassociated pieces that I can't put together.
Right.
Or I found something on sale and I love it, and it goes with nothing I own. And so then it just hangs there. What are, like, three or four staples that should be in a girl's closet and a guy's closet that are just go-tos that will really work for them in a number of combinations?
Okay. Well, let's go for the women's first. Make sure that you have a pair of dark jeans, which I've already said.
Yep.
And a pair of probably, they could be a flare, pair of flares, and then maybe even a skinny jean.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a tunic top that goes longer if she's going to wear it with over the skinnies, or even maybe over a pair of leggings. But please, please, please remember, leggings are not pants. And so if you're going to wear leggings, you must have the tunic top as long as your fingertips.
Oh, okay.
We never want to wear a short top with the
right.
over leggings. Yeah.
Right.
Also, I would say a cute skirt, like an A-line skirt in a gal's wardrobe with a just a pretty top, like maybe even a knit top to go with that. And or if she doesn't like skirts, then just maybe a simple little LDD, a little black dress, and if black isn't her color, then maybe a little brown dress. And then I think a white blouse everybody needs to have, and a top in what I call your pop color, maybe a silky, nice, beautiful blouse in a pop color that really brings you to life. So that's, and also we have to add the shoes in. I'm probably past the 5 mark on this, but we have to have a really cute pair of flats and a really cute pair of heels.
Okay.
That's that you good. Can wear with the skirt and with the jeans.
That's good. Okay.
Okay. For a guy, I would say he needs to have a pair of dark wash jeans, a pair of chinos or khakis, whatever they're called in their neck of the woods, wherever they live.
Yeah. And on those, Sherry, are we pleats or no pleats? Flat front?
Well, you can have a pleat if you're a trim man.
Okay.
But if you have a little bit of, you know, fluffiness, we don't call it fat anymore. So if you have a little bit of fluffiness,
okay.
then no pleats.
Okay.
It would be better as a flatter front. All right, so we want that. We want a nice polo, a nice button-down, and I love a button-down in a white. White is crisp white is always great, but also a chambray, like a denim chambray is super. Always, it looks like you have style, but you didn't try.
Okay.
You know, just it's almost like effortless style. That looks super with a pair of, you know, with khakis. Looks so nice. And then every man should own a really good pair of shoes.
Okay.
And so, you know, they don't, not the dress shoes with heels, but there's just some really nice shoes out there, just like, you know, a nice brown pair of shoes that, you know, casual. They can go to any department store and say, hey, what's a good stylish pair of shoes that are going to work with, you know, a casual wardrobe, and the salespeople will be able to show them.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, how do we translate, just kind of as we're wrapping up here, how do we translate, like, say, I'm sure that you do a lot of makeovers, for example, and you take people mm-hmm. and you're like, and we know many of us have watched What Not to Wear and all that. And there's like people
right.
who are just like, you basically are just What Not to Wear. I mean, everything about you. But how do you take,
right.
I mean, do makeovers really work, or do people just return to their previous way of dressing? And is it just... how can we just incorporate a good look into our life without it just making it look like it, we painted this on and we're super fake about it?
Right. Right. Exactly. That's a good question, because what I don't like about makeover shows on TV is they put them in like evening gowns and they're moms, you know, they're like, mm-hmm. I'm never going to wear this on a regular basis. And so, you have to, it's really kind of doing some research and really understanding your, the way that your body shape is, and dressing, for those kinds of, challenge areas. But really kind of making a point of saying, okay, I'm going to get a color analysis. And I offer free color analysis on our website. So all of your listeners can go to my website and click on the free color analysis and get a free color analysis. And so understanding and building your wardrobe around no more than 3 to 4 colors that you know you look great in. Mm-hmm. And so that's number one step. Number two, don't go crazy with your wardrobe. Don't buy things just because they're on sale. Find a 1 or 2 stores to shop in and don't shop anywhere else. So if you know that you can go to your local department store and shop in a certain area, you can, the salespeople will get to know you. You'll get to, you know, see when things are on sale, try different brands. I would even say hire a personal stylist for one time to help you. I've trained over 80 women nationwide that I can connect them with somebody. It's very reasonable, and they'll walk them through a one time, you know, style and help them with their closet. But dressing is not hard. We've made it hard, mm-hmm. because we think that we have to have everything. We don't. We only have to have the things that look good on us. Hmm. So hopefully that helps. Dress to proportion. There's another thing. If you're on the smaller end of the range, I always say if you're 5'3 or under, go with smaller prints, smaller accessories, smaller handbags. If you're between 5'3.5 and 5'7.5, you're more medium-sized. And so same with, you know, medium-sized accessories, prints, and that sort of thing. Over 5'8", I call you a rock star. The bigger, the better. Go with bigger prints, bolder, you know, larger size accessories. But owning who you are, accepting who you are, getting a good hairstyle, whether you're a guy or a gal, being very good about making sure your roots aren't showing, you know, having a nice cut, and really being the best version of you possible with as little maintenance as possible when it comes to dressing. But really, it does take some time to learn it, and it's just like going to school for something. Yeah. Learn it, and then follow those guidelines.
Yeah, well, that's super awesome. Sherry, everyone, Sherry is the president of Fashion Meets Faith, and you can actually find her at fashionmeetsfaith.com and find out more about the book. The book is Help Me, Jesus, I Have Nothing to Wear, and you'll get some great insights there. Sherry, thank you so much for talking us through some of these things. This has been fabulous, and hopefully,
you're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, it really is great to know that there are people out there that can help us and to really simplify, and that's kind of the way to go. So thanks so much for your expertise.
You are so welcome. And one final note, don't wear too much cologne, guys.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Excellent.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
It's been such a good time to be with you. Thanks so much.